Hello.
Hello. Yes. Good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And the reason I'm calling, and we're not selling anything, we're just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and state and local communities. I can speak with Yesenia Tacky, please.
Yeah, this is her.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes of this survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
Okay, Arizona. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
88.
1988. Okay. Okay, now I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other office? Are you uncertain to vote? We'll probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I will certainly vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The most important
issue facing the country.
I think women's health care. Access to
what
health,
is it?
Health care. Women's
okay.
health care, access to health care.
Okay. Okay, access. Women, be like women's health care, right?
Yeah, like abortion, right to our right to abortion.
Okay. Okay, healthcare and abortion. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and now thinking about, you know, the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, and then thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Donald Trump? I mean, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'll be voting for Joe Biden.
Okay, Democrat Joe Biden. Okay. All right, ma'am. And some people, you know, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, with 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Okay, here's the first one. Donald Trump.
A 0.
Joe Biden.
100%.
100%. Okay. All right. And in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
The Democratic.
Okay, if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Kerry Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Ruben Gallego.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And who do you trust more when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
The Democrat.
Would that be much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay. All right, ma'am, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits, you know, for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in, you know, in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Do I agree that Trump did that? Was that the question? I'm sorry.
It says prioritize, you know, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase, you know, in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I think I strongly agree with that, yes.
I strongly agree. Okay, and President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
I strongly agree.
Okay, and President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and are married with American citizens.
I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and please tell me whether President Biden enacting, you know, each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented workers, most of who have lived in the United States over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or makes no difference to you?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, a program that keeps families together by insuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by insuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely, yes.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, and, you know, and so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay, and a program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Okay, and the last one says, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase, you know, in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
More likely. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following. Okay, the first one said Donald Trump and the Republican believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal, you know, in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, that makes me very concerned.
Okay, Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. So, who lived in the United States for over a decade. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Yes, I am very concerned.
Okay, Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I am very concerned, yes.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, or somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all?
I'm very concerned about that, yeah.
Okay, and the last one say Joe Biden and the Democrats, you know, Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Yes, yeah, very concerned.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your view, even if, you know, neither are exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in the country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have lived in the country. Which approach comes closer to your view?
Joe Biden.
Okay, would that be somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Much closer. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I will be voting for Joe Biden, so.
Democrat Joe Biden. Okay. All right. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented on this or in this country or without papers?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would that be an acquaintance, a friend, a family member, a coworker?
Acquaintance.
Okay. Acquaintance. All right. Thank you. All right, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read one by one, and you can tell me yes or no, okay? The first one will be Facebook.
No, I don't.
Okay, MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites?
No, I don't get my news from there either, no.
Okay, what about WhatsApp? Instagram?
No.
YouTube?
No.
OAN or Newsmax?
No.
Fox News channel or website?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Spanish language radio programs?
No.
Univision or Telemundo?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for a statistical purpose. Okay. I only have a couple more questions and we should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From which country or territory does your family trace, you know, their heritage?
America.
Okay. Do you have any, any Hispanic or Latino, you know, descendant?
Yeah.
From what country?
Mexico.
Mexico? Okay. All right, ma'am, and were you born in the island state mainland on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
The United States mainland.
Okay. All right, and were either of your parents born, you know, on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yes, one of my parents was. Born
okay.
in another country.
So another country. All right, ma'am, what language do you primarily speak in, you know, in your home? Would that be always English? More English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish or something else?
English.
Okay, always English. All right, man, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Can I say neither?
Well, yes, you can say whatever you want.
Or how about a leftist? Can I say that, a leftist?
Would that be like an independent?
No, it's left of center.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. We'll go with that, okay? All right, and
okay.
Do you think of yourself, you know, as closer to the Republican or Democratic Party?
The Democratic.
Okay, so closer to Democratic. All right. All right, in thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
A liberal.
Liberal. All right, ma'am, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay, some college. Okay, and what is your religion, if any?
None.
So, none, right?
None. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, none. All right, ma'am, and just finally, strictly for verification purpose, but my supervisor cannot just have your first name.
Yesenia.
Okay, Yesenia, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research study are, you know, compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth, you know, open-ended way. We can know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Would that be a yes or no?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. You too. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.